Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Erin.
Hello.
What can we do to help you today, madam?
I've been working in this COVID relief center for a couple weeks now, and I met this guy, and
Hold on. You met him like he works with you, or he like drove up and you jammed the Q-tip up his nose?
No, we've been working together side by side.
Oh, I see. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, we've been vibing. We kind of like hit it off. Like, we have a lot in common, and I'm really feeling him. And so the other day, and the thing is, we've never really seen each other's faces because we've been wearing masks.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to Zoom, and I mean, it seemed pretty cool. He seemed a little distant during Zoom, but I don't know. I haven't heard from him since. And then I haven't seen him at the relief center. So I'm like, I don't know. It's like he got ghosted.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with him.
Maybe he got COVID.
I hope not.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. It's funny the way you guys met, because I often think about that. I'm like, I wonder how many people I've met like in this time in weird ways like that. And congratulations, you're the first one working together, helping other people. But now we got to figure out what it is. Did you say anything during the Zoom call? Did you have anything in the
back? No.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you something. It's gonna sound weird, but just trust me on this one. Was there dog poop in the background while you were Zooming?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, then we shall call him for you, and hopefully he'll pick up and explain what the deal is, okay?
All right.
Hang on, Erin. Second date update on 10s. All right, let's get back to the second date update on 10s. We just spoke to Erin, so she works at a Corona tent, like a COVID-19, and she was working there with this guy, Patrick, and they kind of hit it off, so they decided to kind of get to know each other better. And they started, like, virtually doing Zoom things like everyone's been doing. But she said they did that once, and then he disappeared, and then he hasn't come back to the tent either. So she's a little thrown off, like, wondering what happened to Patrick. Did your boyfriend talk in the background? No, I'm only kidding.
No, I have no boyfriend.
Okay. Well, we'll give him a call right now. Okay, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patrick?
Yeah, speaking.
Patrick, please don't hang up. I can explain why we're calling. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's a lady who, she likes you, and she, in her opinion, thinks you like her too. So the reason we're calling you is to see if we can set something up between you two that we would take care of as far as paying for it. So, you know, right now it's kind of weird, so maybe you guys could do like a Zoom type of date, and we'll send food to your house, food to her house, just so you guys can get to know each other better. And if you do hit it off, you know, we could send you out somewhere eventually where it's safe, maybe a picnic or something like that, just if you're feeling each other. And I'm going to tell you what her name is too.
Okay.
It sound good? First of all, let me ask you a question. Are you sick or anything like that right now?
No, man, I'm good.
You're good? Okay, because so she was just wondering. She just wanted to make sure you were okay because you haven't showed up at the tent that you usually volunteer at lately. It's Aaron.
Nah, man, I'm good. I'm good with that.
You're good. Yeah, so
he's
you know,
sick all of a sudden.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're not feeling well. Can you give us a little more just so we can call her back and give her some closure? Like, he's not into you because blank or...
Man, dude, I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, you know, we were cool and everything working. Everything was going good. And then, you know, we did the Zoom thing. And, bro, she was just busted. Dude, I don't know what else to say. She just, it was like, you know, once the mask came off, I was like, oh, and like, her,
what?
Like, I'm sorry, man, but like, first, like, her, it was like hocus pocus when she took off the girl. Like, her teeth looked like it was a cemetery had an earthquake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
All right, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Oh, hello. So, wait. Okay. Yeah.
Hold on, Patrick. Erin's on the phone, and she heard everything
Bro,
you said.
Right now, she's on the other line. Oh, nah, man.
My teeth look like a cemetery? Are you kidding me?
Oh, cemetery that had an earthquake. Oh.
Okay. Seriously, so Patrick, like, we was vibing.
Oh, my God.
We wow. was vibing. And, wow.
Dude, you, like, you should have you should have just let it be. You didn't need to go through all this trouble, you know, called it a Ghostbuster. You should have just gotten ghosted and, like every other person does.
You told us Ghostbusters.
I was genuinely worried about you because you didn't show up. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And I should have left it alone. I was genuinely concerned for you.
She got very pretty eyes. Like, it's deceivingly pretty eyes. And then when she takes off the mask, man, it's just, like, in my opinion, she don't got to worry about COVID. Like, she don't need the suit. COVID's
okay.
not going to enter her body. It'd be like, there's no way.
Dude, seriously?
Wow.
Like, you told me you wanted an answer. I'm giving you answers. Like, I don't know what else you want.
Right. No, I got the answer. You are a shallow motherfucker. You act like you're Brad Pitt.
Well, I know I don't look like Brad Pitt, but at least I don't look like that troll from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my
Jesus Christ. Okay, hey, so,
Patrick,
I think the answer is going to be no, but we just have to verify. Would you like to do something else with Aaron, or?
Right, dude, that's going to be a hard pass, man.
That's a hard pass. Okay, Aaron, Patrick said, unfortunately, he's unavailable for another Zoom date, but he really appreciated the first one, and good luck in your future endeavors.
You know what? Piece of shit, off, and I hope your ass get COVID, and I hope your shriveled up and die, you
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
There's nothing better than wearing something that's sexy. Makes you feel sexy, makes you look sexy, and also, at the same time, it's comfortable, because let's be honest, a lot of times sexy and comfortable aren't in the same package. But somehow, that sexy and comfortable thing is not good for your dating life. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow with a freaking hilarious Second Date Update on the 10th. Happens at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew on your throwback stage. Ho!
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.